Every Christ follower is issued a simple and yet profound invitation. It's an invitation to follow. However, this is not an invitation to follow blindly, because His footprints are there for you to see. Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. If you dare to accept the challenge to follow Jesus in His steps, you will join a long line of faithful followers who have gone before you, both within Fraser Church and around the world. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to Day 15 of In His Steps. Our title today is God, the Greatest Giver. Lincoln Furlong said, God is the greatest giver of all, with no mortal limitations, no imperfect motivations, and with no questionable intentions. Our text today is from John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. Today begins our week on radical generosity. Giving is a foundational concept of Scripture. The Greek verb for giving is didymi, which occurs 414 times in the New Testament. It conveys the act of giving or granting something to someone. This word covers many meanings, including giving gifts, granting authority, and bestowing blessings. It can even mean offering oneself. This verb is often used to depict God's generous and gracious giving and the call for Christians to give to others. When we consider footprints to follow, God is the supreme example of giving. He is the greatest giver of all, for God so loved the world that He gave. God gave His only Son, Jesus, so that we could have the opportunity to be born again and become His children. God's nature to give extends to the world. Leon Morris states, the Jew was ready enough to think of God as loving Israel, but no passage appears to be cited in which any Jewish writer maintains that God loved the world. It is a distinctly Christian idea that gives God's love wide enough to embrace all people. His love is not confined to any national group or spiritual elite. It is a love that proceeds from the fact that He is love, as 1 John 4:8 and verse 16 tells us. It is His nature to love. He loves people because He is the kind of God He is. John tells us that His love is shown in the gift of His Son. It is the nature of God to give. James, the half-brother of Jesus, writes, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all, without reproach, and it will be given to him. God is naturally generous. When we realize the divine DNA of giving in the heart of God, we see how dependent we are on His nature of giving. Croatian theologian Miroslav Volk writes, our very existence is a result of God's grace. If God were to stop giving, we would stop existing. God's consistent generosity keeps us physically and spiritually alive. The next breath we take is a gift from God, as is the opportunity to grow in our faith journey with Him. Notice the nature of God as a giver found in the following scriptures. Psalm chapter 68, verse 35. Awesome is God in His sanctuary, the God of Israel. He is the one who gives power and strength to His people. Blessed be God. John chapter 6, verse 33 tells us, for the bread of God is He who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Romans 4, verse 17 says, as it is written, I have made you the father of many nations in the presence of the God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist. As we begin this week on radical generosity, may we focus on God's example as the greatest giver. Something to think about today. How can you imitate God's example of giving? In what ways are you dependent on God's nature to give? In his book, Free of Charge, Giving and Forgiving in a Culture Stripped of Grace, Miroslav Volk writes, God gives for the benefit of others. The true God gives so that we can become joyful givers and not just self-absorbed receivers. So what is your response to these words? Be blessed today. See you tomorrow.